Our second scripture comes from the Gospel of Mark, the 13th chapter, verses 24 to 37. This reading is the end of a sermon that Jesus preaches to his disciples, and it is often referred to as the mini apocalypse. So listen to the word of God as it speaks to us today. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves his home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cock crow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What time is it? Our text this morning begs the question. And we can answer that question in several ways. First, with the easiest, most concrete answers, it is about 11:20 a.m. But my watch is a bit slow. It's solar-powered and loses about 1 minute of time each year. Now, I thought keeping time was a very simple affair, but it turns out that it is not so. Every clock loses time. The most accurate clocks in the world are called quantum clocks, and they lose 1 second every 300 million years, which sounds pretty accurate, right? Except apparently if you're calculating light years or something, that is a large degree of error. So that's fun. Keeping time with perfect precision is incredibly difficult, perhaps even beyond the ability of humans. It's also today a Sunday, the Christian day of Sabbath, where we reject the world's demand to always be productive and seek happiness and instead gather physically in worship to attune ourselves to the rhythms of God's saving grace in this world. So it's about 11:20. It's a Sunday. It's also the first week of Advent, which happens to be the first week of the Christian calendar. So it's Happy New Year for us today. Now, Advent is not Christmas. Christmas is a joyful celebration of the birth of Jesus from Mary in Bethlehem. The angels sing, the shepherds worship, and the magi bring gifts. But Advent is roughly the month of preparation before Christmas, where the church traditionally contemplates such themes as apocalypse, justice, and judgment. So what time is it? It's about 11:20 on the first Sunday of Advent. But in a bigger sense, when you zoom out, knowing that time becomes difficult even for the layperson, as it is for the quantum physicist, some say these days that it is dawn. The sun is rising on a new age where human progress will achieve something called singularity. Artificial intelligence and supercomputers are soon to solve every last mystery of the material universe, and we are moments away from a new future where humans can merge our brains with computers and achieve our own eternal life. Some shudder at this techno-optimism and ask instead, is it dusk? Is the sun setting on the good days? Are we in what I've heard called late-stage capitalism, a term used to suggest that our economic system is soon to fail or completely collapse? Are we facing our own extinction through climate collapse? Have we exploited our planet so severely that she can no longer sustain us? Are we facing World War III? Totalitarianism against democratic free market societies once again? Are we the ill-fated generation doomed to watch the end of times unfold? Is time running out? Are the end times near? I mean, nation is rising up against nation. We hear of wars and rumors of wars. The planet quakes and groans in labor pains. And people are wondering, is it time? Those who have the arrogant audacity to suggest they know the answer to that question have no shortage of followers right now. YouTube videos talking about Israel, Hamas, and the end times have millions of subscribers just in the last week. Well, Jesus' own friends ask the same question in the midst of Jesus' ministry. It's been the last week of Jesus' life, and after teaching in the crush of crowds, Jesus offers kind of a doomsday prediction. He says that the temple, the center of social, cultural, economic, and religious life, will be destroyed. So once the few of Jesus' closest friends get Jesus alone at the top of the Mount of Olives, they lean in with the cone of silence and ask him, "Is it time? Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to be fulfilled? What time is it, Jesus? How will we know? Tell us how to be confident, even certain, of the future, Lord." They want to know when the day of doom will arrive. And that's what Advent means, after all, arrival or coming. Jesus then preaches a sermon which foretells of a fairly terrifying future. Wars and rumors of wars. Families will betray each other. Woe, Jesus says, to pregnant women and nursing mothers. Because those will be days of distress unequaled from the beginning when God created the world until now and never to be equaled again. Then comes our scripture, Jesus' conclusion to this mini-apocalypse sermon. Jesus first tells of the sun and the moon going dark. These are the greater and lesser lights God created in Genesis 1 to keep the time of day and night. So no time will become unknowable. No clock will be able to keep time, and no one will be able to tell it. Then Jesus strangely mentions a fig tree in early spring with leafy green shoots as a sign that summer is soon to come. But almost immediately, Jesus seems to contradict himself and say that we can't know the time. We don't know. The angels don't know. Even he doesn't know. If even Jesus doesn't know when the end of history or humanity or the universe will come, then it is the height of hubris for anyone to suggest that they can predict or prophesy when these events will happen. There is no Advent calendar that Jesus can give his disciples, either then or now, for these end times. We don't know if it will be in the evening, Jesus says, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or dawn. Each of these are the four watches of the night. So stay awake, Jesus says. Stay awake. Stay ready. Hurry up and wait. Stay awake. And all of this seems to be talking about the future, a not yet time which is coming. And maybe it is, sort of. But Jesus is also talking about something beyond, perhaps even bigger than the future end times. He is talking about himself. As Jesus nonviolently will soon submit himself to God's will and therefore the cross, all four watches of the night are mentioned in the Gospel of Mark. The only problem is that we humans are prone to doze off, and that's what Jesus' disciples do. Right before his betrayal, Jesus goes to pray and asks his friends to keep awake in prayer. And what do? They fall asleep. Their vigilance fails them just as the sun and the moon begin to go dark. The strange talk about the fig tree, that goes back a couple chapters in the Gospel of Mark to an even stranger fig tree story. Jesus comes upon a fig tree and there's no fruit on it, and he gets angry and curses it, and the tree withers away. It symbolically represents the city leaders of Jerusalem who were not yet ready to welcome Jesus' authority as their king. The fig in spring is a warning to be ready, to stay awake for the crowning of the king. And when is he crowned? On the cross. Jesus is talking about a different end time, his end time, the death of God, his own death on the cross. So what time is it right now? It's after the end times. We are living the postscript on the story of history because everything ended when the triune God was crucified. Advent already happened. When God cries out in forsakenness and releases one last rattling breath before succumbing to that final enemy and tool of empire's death, the sky went dark, the earth shook, the temple curtain tore, and the Spirit of God ran out of the temple into the world like a man on fire. As Christians, the end times already happened. Advent already came and went. The power of God, as Dr. Tseng taught us 2 weeks ago, was on full display in the lifeless body of Christ hanging on the cross. What time is it? It's also before the end times. Right here, right now, we wait for the second advent of God, when God will complete the work begun in Jesus to inaugurate Jesus' eternal reign on earth, where all things will be healed and made well. We watch and wait, not knowing the day or the hour it will come. What time is it? The already and the not yet. When it comes to the not yet, the second advent, the end of times, our best move is to remember just how little we actually can know. We do not know exactly what signs will precede the end times. We do not know what it will look like. We do not know when it will happen. In fact, time is not eternity. Eternity is something wholly different from time that we cannot even begin to imagine. Time is time and eternity is eternity, two wholly different things divided by a vast chasm of distance. We stalk that boundary between time and eternity. We long for eternity, though we don't know anything of it. What time is it? Certainly not eternity. Not yet. But that question, it vexes us, does it not? While we stalk the boundary between time and eternity, time itself stalks us. In the quiet hours of the night, when we cannot sleep and our minds are overrun with fear that our world really is headed for some kind of catastrophic collapse, whether in commerce or climate, totalitarianism or techno-optimism. Time stalks us when we are flooded by the fear of the end of the lives of those we love, the end of the relationships and identities that we hold dear, the end of ourselves. time stalks us? What if we've lost too much time? What if we've run out of time? What if, indeed, this is the end? We do not know when. We do not know where. We do not know what or how, but we do know who. We do know Jesus. If you want to know about the second advent, then look to the first. Jesus is our hope. In Jesus, we see justice and mercy joined. In Jesus, we see something truly new. In Jesus, we see the face of God revealed, an apocalypse in itself. In Jesus, we see the only one who can bridge the gap between time and eternity. So what time is it? It is time to simply keep awake. Stay awake even in the darkest moments of history. Hold fast to Jesus, the Jesus no one expected, who was born in a barn, lived as a peasant in Galilee, died nonviolently as an enemy of the state on the cross, taking our judgment and rendering his enemies and us forgiven, after and returning with life abundant for even those who doze off. Watch. Wait. Hope. Pray. Only Jesus holds eternity, and only Jesus can tell us the time. Amen.